Today on the Interlochen Collection, we revisit a 2005 tribute concert given in memory of Frederick Fennell. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Frederick Fennell is widely regarded as the greatest band conductor after John Philip Sousa. During his life, he led dozens of ensembles, including the Tokyo Kosei Wind Orchestra, the Dallas Wind Symphony, the United States Marine Band, and the Eastman Wind Ensemble, which he founded in 1952. Until his death in 2004, Fennell was a guest conductor for Interlochen's bands at both Academy and Camp. The first piece on the program was one that Fennell planned to bring to Camp in 2005, so conductor Jerry Junkin decided to go ahead with Fennell's plan.
Fred actually had expressed a desire to conduct this summer at Interlochen because, as you know, all along he planned on being back here.
Here's the World Youth Wind Symphony conducted by Jerry Junkin, performing a set of dances by Tilman Sosado.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jerry Junkin leading the World Youth Wind Symphony in a set of dances by Tielman Susato, a performance from the summer of 2005 in the Interlaken Bowl. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this and all our programs at interlakencollection.org. Today on the program, we're revisiting a 2005 tribute concert given in memory of Frederick Fennell. Fennell died in late 2004 at the age of 90. As Interlaken's president, Jeff Kimpton, noted during the concert, despite the fact that Fennell was 89 during his final summer at Interlaken, nobody else could quite keep up with him.
Fred, feisty, full of high expectations as always, was here at age 89 and putting the World Youth Symphonic Band and the staff through a pacing of rehearsals and planning that left us breathless, and he could have gone on many more hours a day.
Next on the program, the World Youth Wind Symphony performed Percy Grainger's Lincolnshire Posy. As conductor Jerry Junkin remarked, Fennell was deeply connected to this piece for many reasons.
Composed in 1937, it's well documented how Grainger and Fennell had overlapped at times here at Interlaken. And certainly Grainger's music and the combination of Frederick Fennell, that was some sort of a dynamic rub that you just couldn't stop.
Here's Percy Grainger's Lincolnshire Posy, performed by the World Youth Wind Symphony and conducted by Jerry Junkin.
Thank you.
Percy Grainger's Lincolnshire Posy, performed by the World Youth Wind Symphony and conducted by Jerry Junkin. You're listening to the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Today we're revisiting a 2005 concert given in tribute to conductor Frederick Fennell. Fennell was a major advocate for wind ensembles. He wrote to over 400 different composers commissioning music for the Eastman Wind Ensemble. Percy Grainger and Vincent Persichetti were two of the very first composers to respond to his request. Fennell also edited, transcribed, and arranged music for band. The next two pieces we're about to hear are marches that were edited by Fennell. As conductor Jerry Junkin explained, Fennell made it possible for bands to be able to play both of these pieces.
So he made it possible for bands to play these marches in sort of grown-up editions with large-sized music and with all of the dynamics carefully edited, things that absolutely weren't available till he got his hands on them.
We'll hear His Honor by Henry Fillmore, followed by Fennell's favorite march, The National Emblem by Edwin Bagley. Here's the World Youth Wind Symphony, conducted by Jerry Junkin.
Thank you.
two marches that were edited by Frederick Fennell. His Honor by Henry Fillmore, followed by The National Emblem by Edwin Bagley. Those were performed by the World Youth Wind Symphony and conducted by Jerry Junkin in the summer of 2005. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. You can find out more about all our episodes at interlochencollection.org. Fennell came to Interlochen as a camper for three summers in the early 1930s, and he played bass drum in the summer of 1931 when John Philip Sousa was the guest conductor. In fact, Fennell became the first person whom the Eastman School of Music awarded a degree in percussion performance. As Byron Hansen explained, Fennell was key in bringing the drums to the attention of composers.
He drummed all his life, and considering the prominence he gave to the percussion playing on his recordings, he did much to bring the capabilities of modern percussion players to the attention of composers, most of whom previously seemed content to consign them to a minor role in their compositions.
In tribute to Fennell, whom Byron Hansen called Interlochen's eternal drummer, the drummers from the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, World Youth Wind Symphony, and Interlochen Symphonic Band performed a work called Connecticut Halftime. Connecticut Halftime, performed by the drummers of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, World Youth Wind Symphony, and the Interlochen Symphonic Band, in tribute to Interlochen's eternal drummer, Frederick Fennell. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell, and today on the program we're revisiting a 2005 concert given in memory of Frederick Fennell. Fennell's legacy lives on at Interlochen. The Fennell Music Library was named in honor of him and his wife, Elizabeth. And his family scattered his ashes here at Interlochen after his passing. To conclude today's program, we're going to listen to music from the final performance that Frederick Fennell gave at Interlaken in the summer of 2004. It's a piece by Vincent Persichetti called Divertimento. In 1980, Persichetti wrote to Fennell to say he was writing an orchestral piece, but as he was composing, he realized the strings were never going to come in, so it became a work for band. Here's Frederick Fennell conducting Persichetti's Divertimento with the World Youth Symphonic Band in the summer of 2004.
Thank you.
Vincent Persichetti's Divertimento, performed by the World Youth Symphonic Band and conducted by Frederick Fennell in 2004, the very last performance he ever gave at Interlaken. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this episode at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.